From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a special encore performance of Hannah Aldridge. Hannah Aldridge is an upcoming Americana artist whose last album, Razor Wire, has received outstanding responses, not only from the fans, but also major mediums such as Billboard, American Songwriter, and No Depression. Her music has been featured on shows like Heart of Dixie, and she's shared the stage with many great artists. And tonight, Hannah is with us. Stay tuned for her music and stories right here on Red Barn Radio.
The least you can do is look me in the eye when you say things like that. I've been gritting my teeth on a cold steel bar, and you ain't holding back. I've been down in the trenches, stuck in my head, words flying over like muzzle-loaded lead. I'm tired of breathing in this thick black smoke. I ain't gonna hang on the end of your rope, 'cause you ain't worth the fight. No, you ain't worth the fight. I've been living too long on love's front lines, and you ain't worth the fight. I'll come right out and be the first to admit defeat if that's what it takes. I'm about to start running, but it ain't 'cause I'm scared. It's more like a prison break. I'm packing up camp, laying down my arms, saving what I can before you burn the barns. It's a war-torn country where nobody wins. I'm leaving you behind like an old snake skin. 'Cause you ain't worth the fight. No, you ain't worth the fight. I've been living too long on love's front lines, and you ain't worth the fight.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Carve them in stone, you ain't worth the fight. You're gonna hear it on the wind when they bury my bones, that you ain't worth it.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Adam Lucky, speaking with Hannah Aldridge. Here's Adam.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much for joining us here on Red Barn Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So Nashville and Muscle Shoals, a lot of people hear the destination Muscle Shoals and they only know it's an important place in musical history. Could
right.
you talk about Muscle Shoals as a terms
sure.
of growing up there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think even for me, it was a little bit different than most folks because I grew up running around studios like Fame and Muscle Shoals Sound and didn't really quite understand the gravity of that until I got older and I realized how unique that was that I got to do that. It's funny, I go on tour around the world and people will say, "Have you ever heard of the studio Fame?" And I'm like, "Yeah. Sure have. I've heard of that one," you know, and people like Rick Hall that were such an important part of musical history in general, you know, as someone that, for me as a friend, you know, and so I think it was a very unique setting for me because these people that are legends, I think, you know, are really taken for granted down there in a lot of ways. And until the documentary came out, I don't really know that people and even myself knew really what happened unless you were there experiencing it, you know. And so the Muscle Shoals sound to me is something that's very different than it is to people who grew up in the 70s there. For me, it's what happened in the 90s down there. You know? And so I think it's very unique to each person. And to me in particular was just a very unique, you know, upbringing.
Won't you come down with me to the bank, Cypress Creek? Take the rose from my curls and unwind my strand of pearls. Well, all the stars, they're hanging by a thread. You wear a tie and I'll paint my lips red. Don't you dare be with those eyes, 'cause honey, compromise. Take the rose from my curls and unwind my string of pearls. And if tonight is all we have known, then tight and kiss me soft and slow. Hung like a veil when he led me down that trail. He took the rose from my curls and unwound my strand of pearls. 2, 3, 4. Whoa.
With the Muscle Shoals sound of the 90s, but also being steeped in that sound of the 70s, what does that mean for your sound personally?
For me, what that means is that I've got some soul that I guess I didn't realize where that came from. It, you know, I don't really think of myself as being a straightforward country artist, and I think a lot of that is the sound that country has down there in Muscle Shoals is a very bluesy country sound, you know. And I think that there's just something a little bit different that happens down in Muscle Shoals than what happens in Nashville, and it's a little bit more raw a lot of the times. And for me, you know, I guess I didn't decide I wanted to be a country artist necessarily. You know, I decided I wanted to do the music that I grew up hearing, because it's in Alabama. It's a very country thing, but it's also a very bluesy thing.
Do you think that allows more credence or connection with this harder, grittier character sound? And
I think so. I think for me, the harder, grittier part of it kind of came from being a very hard-headed, stubborn person and wanting to do things in a way that was different. Because I've always felt like if I'm going to do music, what in the world is the point of doing something that everyone else is doing? And for me, the harder, grittier part of my music is the harder, grittier part of myself that's kind of challenging other people. I mean, in real life, I am that way. I'm a very headstrong person. I'm a very opinionated person. I think there's two sides of that, and I think you can hear both sides in my music. You can hear kind of the more submissive part of me and then also the very headstrong. But the fun thing about music is, like anything else, you get to wear different hats different days. Some days you can say, you know, I wanna write a love song, and some days you say I wanna write a murder song, and some days you say I wanna write both. You know, and so, and I think that for me, it's been really interesting as I've gotten older, kind of finding myself in what I'm allowed to say as a woman, and also what I'm allowed to say as somebody who grew up in a very conservative Christian background. What can I say, and what can I do without people being turned off by that? You know, and that's the fun part of it for me. You know, seeing what other people will enjoy and what they don't enjoy.
Right. Sometimes the truth is like a rattlesnake. It's best left alone. That's what the sheriff said when the headline read Judge Johnson's son was gone. I was at the church helping Bobby with his sermon on the night he disappeared. Well, anybody ask anybody, that's what you're gonna hear. Some hands don't come clean, some truths don't come out, some so deep, some ghosts don't make a sound. Well, I was 2 weeks from taking his name when he showed up late one night. Bottom shelf on his breath, and a girl, you're gonna get a look in his eye. He put his hand around my neck, but he never said a word. Grabbing his 38, then everything's a blur. Some hands don't come clean, some truths don't come out, some bones are buried so deep, some ghosts don't make a sound. Oh, oh, oh. Preaching with fresh dirt under his nails. And I can't tell you where the body wound up, but I know his soul's in hell. And there wasn't a sliver of fear on his face, 'cause my Bobby, he knew that Johnson boy's daddy ain't the judge she's got an answer to. Some hands don't come clean, some truths don't come out, some bones are buried so deep, some ghosts don't make a, some hands don't come clean, some truths they never get out, some bones are buried so deep that ghosts won't make.
Thank you.
If you've just joined us, this is Hannah Aldridge on Red Barn Radio.
Let's talk a little about your upbringing. What was your life like growing up?
Well, my dad's a songwriter. So, you know, I grew up very much in the middle, in the throes of the music industry. But for me, that wasn't very odd. I thought everybody had a life like that. My dad didn't come home and play music every night. It's not like we were the Partridge Family. I mean, and I totally understand that, because the last thing I want to do most days is come home and play music, you know. But I think, you know, there was that aspect of it. And also for me, music wasn't a big part of my upbringing, because for me personally, I was classically trained in piano, but I found it so painfully boring. You know, it didn't speak to me. Jordan Dean is one of the people that is from Muscle Shoals that I've been playing a lot with and wrote a couple tunes with. And I remember very vividly, we took piano lessons together, and I remember seeing him play piano and sing Walking in Memphis and thinking, like, light bulb moment, that I could do music and sing and play. I didn't just have to play Bach, you know, or Beethoven, and I could actually play an instrument and sing with it. And I think at that moment, when I got a little bit older, that kind of became a part of my life. But for me, it was all about, you know, softball and ballet and stuff like that, you know. It wasn't quite as musically enriched as you would think.
Okay. It's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side. Tearing down that highway like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. We met at a truck stop, Johnson City, Tennessee. And I was gassing up my Firebird when I heard him calling me. He said, "Which way are you headed, girl? You need some company." He had me stopping at a Quick Mart before we made it out of town. Next thing he was running at me, telling me, "You better there's a man right behind us doing his best to slow us down." And it's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95. With the sheriff right behind me and a pistol by my side. Tearing down that highway like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. Just disappointing ending for modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
My mom saw it in a very, very young age that I had a very strong talent for singing. And looking back on it, I do remember when I was about 3, I would take my dad's tape recorder and go in my bedroom and record myself singing over and over and over again. And I'd press rewind and say, no, that wasn't a good take, let's do it again. That's unique. You know, I don't know that I knew how unique that was. And nobody cracked a whip over me, that's for sure. Nobody said, you're going to play music. You know, that it was not that way at all for me.
As a female artist who has strong, empowering, at least powerful songs, mm-hmm. I guess for lack of a better term, an industry that is pretty male-driven.
Mm-hmm.
What is that like for you? Do you find roadblocks, issues, encouragement?
I think it's awesome. I love it. You know, one of my favorite things is being able to walk out on a stage and, you know, I'm nearly 6 foot tall and I've got this bleach blonde hair and I can tell by the looks on people's faces if they haven't heard me that they see me walk out with my guitar and they go, oh my God, another girl with a guitar. Usually when I feel like the crowd is like that, I'll come out and sing A Lie Like You Love Me, because the very first line is I miss you like morphine straight to my veins. And I like to, you know, set the tone of the show and let people know that I'm not doing this because, you know, my daddy is telling me to. I'm doing this because this is something I love, and I really love being able to go and hold my own in a room full of guys.
I miss you like morphine straight to my veins. No, I shouldn't be here, but I'm here anyway. I swear I'll be gone when the sun hits your eyes. But if you don't mind, I like you love me. I know you don't need me the way I need you. Just for my sake, will you say that you do? Well, thank you. tonight. Well, just for old times, I like you. I miss you like morphine, straight to my veins.
Thank you, everyone. This song is a special song to me. I think it's the first song that I ever wrote that was truly, you know, in the Americana, I guess you could call, genre. Up until this song, I was kind of wandering around trying to figure out what kind of music I wanted to do. I wrote this song with a fellow named Connor Rand in Nashville, and I was telling him that, you know, I had just gotten back from, I think, my first UK tour, and I was telling him that I had missed home, you know, and that touring was hard, and so we ended up writing this song, and it's called Rails to Ride.
I know that I'll regret leaving your warm bed. 'Cause honey, you're the best thing that I found. But I ain't too good staying where I'm put. Tumbleweed don't put no roots down. I got to ride, I've got a restlessness inside. I gotta know what's waiting out past that great divide. Well, I've searched high and low for what I still don't know, but my wandering soul won't never be satisfied. As long as there's rails to ride. Well, I've been a sinner and a saint. Came to Jesus and cocaine. Stop along that line. And I've been from sea to shining sea. That horizon in front of me is the one thing I can't leave behind. Well, I got rails to ride. I've got a restlessness inside. Searched high and low for what I still don't know, but my wandering soul won't never be satisfied as long as there's rails.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Hannah Aldridge, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Hannah Aldridge after this break. We'll be right back.